I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little. And we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around, and then I remember all things must pass. But I'm not gonna wake up, wake up. I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up, wake up. Keep it steady, cause I'm happy. I'm not gonna wake up. No, no, not yet. Whoa. No, not yet. Whoa. No, no, not yet. Whoa. I'm afraid I'll end up nowhere.
My microphone, but hello and welcome to Roller Coasting. I'm your host, Magano. If you could see me right now, if I could just paint a picture to you, I'm sitting in a bra and some joggy bottoms. I have heatless curlers in, which, by the way, revolutionary. Like, if you are really bad at like styling your hair, which I am, I'm so bad. I just don't have a knack for like hair or makeup. Look, some people were born with these performing hands and I was not, okay? So if you're bad at these types of things, and also if you're on like a hair saving journey, then Heatless Curls is a product for you. That sounds like an ad. That sounds like my first ever podcast ad, which it's not, because I still don't have ads on here. I just don't know when that will happen for me. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's not that deep. One day this will become my job. I have faith in that. But yeah, heatless curlers. I just tried mine out for the first time, not last night, but the night before. My mum got me it for my birthday and I just totally forgot about it. Like, because it was all the moving process and whatnot, just kind of forgot about anything that wasn't already embedded in my routine. Then I was seeing it all over TikTok and I was like, my mum got me one of them. I'll need to try it out. I'm obsessed. I'm in love, I'm obsessed. You know what I mean? Tune off TikTok. Loving it. So I've got that in, but it's like essentially like having a big silky tube wrapped around your head. So trying to wear headphones is proving difficult. But I'll make it work for my roller coaster riders, you know I will. Anyway, I hope everybody is having a fantastic week so far. I'm actually recording this on a Tuesday instead of a Monday, which has thrown me off a wee bit. But I'm feeling good. Feeling good. like I should when in to go walk around the neighborhood. I think it's because I had a nice wholesome weekend. I wasn't drinking any alcohol. I wasn't having any late nights. I feel like I'm just really recharged and in a great mood when it comes to work. Yippee! So, my roller coaster riders, it has been a hot minute since we have done any dilemmas over on here. I actually done like a wee dilemma section at Roller Coaster Live, and that was fun. And I thought, fucking hell, I need to bring that back on the podcast. So, this week we are doing dilemmas. You guys, my roller coaster riders, have very kindly trusted me with your current dilemmas, what's going on in your life at the mo. And I'm going to have a read through any of the ones that I get through. So your dilemma could well be featured on today's episode, and I will do my best to assist you in the best way possible. I actually would say that I'm really good at giving advice. I feel like I've always been quite good at giving advice, and I'm also, especially these days, quite good at like dealing with things in my life. I'm like, okay, I've set a time, and if it's not solved by then, I'm going to then action it like this. I think I'm quite good at solving dilemmas, if I just say so myself. So I'll stop bigging myself up now. Without further ado, let's get into it. Yo, sorry, before we get started, I'm going to Alton Towers at the weekend. I'm so excited. I was like, actually, roller coasting on the roller coasters. You know what I mean? So excited. Okay, dilemma number one. So, hi, here's my dilemma. Hi, Chick. So, how to go about a friend who is never the one to message you first and make plans. It's always me, and the friendship is feeling very one-sided, and it's gotten worse since they've got a boyfriend. She also has avoided coming out with the group and doesn't really reply to the group chat. I have asked her if she had a problem with the rest of the group, but she assures me nothing is wrong, and yet some of the group haven't seen her since January. Oof, that is a while. Do I keep reaching out to her or stop? So I would say, considering this has been going on since January and it's now, oh my God, it's September in a couple of days. When does Starbucks get pumpkin spice lattes? I have never tried one. That's so weird. That's really out of character for me. Like, I love seasons. Like, anything that you can get on board with, I'm getting on board with it. So I'm really shocked that I haven't had a pumpkin spice latte before, but this is the year. I've already got Halloween decorations for the flat. I've ordered one Halloween costume so far. I'm ready to get spooky. So I went to Starbucks yesterday and today looking for pumpkin spice lattes, but I'm too embarrassed to ask when they'll be out because I feel like that's maybe a bit of an annoying, like, basic bitch question to ask. But if anybody knows when that is, please let me know. Right, so, sorry, as I was saying, it's Halloween season's approaching, right? This has been going on for a really long time. Oh, this is unfortunately so normal, especially when a relationship is in the mix. Like, I have had friendships over the year, and I've also been on the other end of this. Like, when I first ever had a relationship when I was younger, I very much kind of abandoned my friends just to see him more, and all I really cared about was spending all my free time with him, which is easily done, right? And I don't blame people for it. I don't think it makes them a bad person. I think they're just like in a wee love bubble, and like, good for them. But the most important thing is relationships can end just as quickly as they started. So you want to hang on to your friends, and it is shit when people don't prioritise you. It's the worst feeling ever. It's a very frustrating position to be in. So I feel you. I think considering how long this has been going on for, it's time to have the chat. It's time to say, sis, what are you playing at, right? I think personally how I would deal with this is if one of my best friends got into a new relationship and they were like totally patching me, I never was seeing them anymore, they weren't coming out, all their free time was spent with their other half, I'd give them a few months of being like, okay, let them enjoy like this initial stages, the honeymoon stages, like let them settle into this new relationship and then adapt their life with this new relationship. And after a few months had passed, then I'd probably start dropping subtle hints like, I feel like I never see you anymore. Like, should we do something? Should we plan something fun? Like, how about the two of us go and do something? And if they're not reacting to that, like, oh my God, yeah, like, so fun, like, we haven't done anything in ages, that would be so nice, then one, they either don't care, which is obviously the shitter option, or two, they aren't realizing what you're getting at. They aren't realizing that you're saying, hello, since you've been in this relationship, I have not seen you. And I think you've already done the hinting, like you've said, like, look, is there an issue with the other girls? Because they've not seen you in so long. And she has rest assured you there's no problems. So I think now is definitely the appropriate time to say, look, nobody sees you anymore. I personally feel like I'm the one making all the effort. Like, you can position it in such a nice way. It doesn't need to be, like, an attack or with, like, anger behind it. It can be like, look, you've probably not noticed, and, like, I'm not angry about it, but I do feel like you're not really making any effort anymore, and, like, as your best friend, that's, like, hurting me a wee bit. Like, I just really miss you, and I'm only having this conversation because I care, not because I want to have an argument, because I feel like these situations can very quickly go from, like, 0 to 100, and before you know it, it's like a full-blown argument. So I think it's definitely time to have the chat, but approach it with care, approach it with love. And if she is your real friend, I'd like to think that she'd be like, do you know what, you're right, I'm glad you pointed that out to me, and now I can actively make a change on that, and I'm sure everything will be absolutely fine, and yous will be bestie besties again, and the boyfriends can have her a couple of days a week, and you can have her other ones. Okay, moving on to the next one. This one looks to be more of a relationship type of one. So we've got, girl, I need your help. Girl, I've got you. I recently ended things with my boyfriend of 2 years. Nothing drastic happened. I lost the spark within the relationship. And looking back, there were defo a few red flags. Eek! But how do I get my self-confidence back? I get really upset if I see he's out, etc. Or even in the future when he gets to know someone else, that's going to make me feel physically ill. I'm going on my hot girl walks, listening to your pods, of course, going to the gym, seeing my friends, but I just feel sad. Oh, well, thanks for listening to my podcast, as always. Look, breakups are always going to be sad. Like, that's what I always say, like, to anyone I speak to or on here or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter how nicely, if that's the word, it doesn't matter how non-toxic your breakup was, it's still going to hurt so much. You're still going to be heartbroken. Like, the way I see it is, like, your life has just shifted so much. Like, your whole life was you and Peter. His name's not Peter, but we're making that up. Your whole life was you and Peter, right? You and Peter had your routine together, you had restaurants you always went together, there was movies you'd maybe watched together, there was activities you'd done together, and all of a sudden Peter's gone and you're supposed to continue doing all of these things but just really, really differently. So it's always going to be sad. Like, literally, as well, when you're in a relationship, like, nobody knows you the way your partner knows you, and it's just so sad to think you go from being that extreme, like, knowing each other better than anyone else in the world does, to effectively being strangers. So it's normal to be really sad. And, like, I know that's probably not what you want to hear, but it is going to be sad, and it's going to be sad for a while. Honestly, from my experiences, these things just take time, and there's no time window I can give you. I wish I could say, babes, another 2 weeks, you're going to be good. Maybe another month. Look, it might be 6 months. Nobody knows how long it'll take. But genuinely, when I say you will wake up one morning and you'll be like, I'm not sad anymore. Yeah, it does just happen like that. And anyone I know who've also went through a breakup, they've kind of said the same. Like, you kind of wake up one day and you're like, okay, I actually feel better now, and, like, I don't have this, like, overwhelming sadness. Like, you're able to go on with your day and not really think about it anymore. It does just kind of snap out of it overnight almost. And with regards to thinking of the future when he eventually moves on, and that you said how that makes you feel ill, I think that's so normal. I mean, I don't think anyone in the world would be jumping for joy when they hear that their ex has moved on. It's always going to be a bit of a weird feeling, but in the same breath, you're also going to move on and you're going to meet somebody new. And that is just That is just how the cookie crumbles. And you will be okay. I can absolutely promise you, you will be absolutely fine. It's always going to be a bit weird. Like, if you have an ex, it's just always going to be a wee bit sad and a wee bit strange, because you did spend so much time and so many good memories and happy memories with someone, and then it just comes to an end. That's always going to be sad, and it's not wrong for finding it sad. It is just a totally normal part of life. And for the meantime, whilst you're waiting on the kind of overwhelming sadness of it all shifting, just keep doing what you're doing. Like, you're literally doing what the textbook would tell you to do, is going to the gym and going your hot girl walk, seeing your friends. Distraction, distraction, distraction is all you can do. And also, like, maybe you could, like, try and find, like, a new hobby. I don't know if that's a bit of a weird one, but, like, again, it's just more distraction. I think that's what's really, really important. And I don't know if you're wanting to just be totally single and you're on, like, a boy band and you don't want to speak to any boys, but as bad as it sounds, honestly, speaking to someone new also really helps, because it's like realizing, okay, life does go on, and getting to know other people and, like, getting confident again, like, oh, okay, like, maybe, like, having a wee flirt with someone, or like somebody else paying you a nice compliment, like, these things do actually help. I know they might sound a bit, like, superficial and not really what you're feeling up to at the moment, but you'll be surprised how much these things can help. But trust me when I say it 100% does pass, and you'll be your happy, bubbly self in no time. Okay, you got it, sister. And I've got you here, over here on roller coasting. Okay, we've got another boyfriend one. So this one is, I'm off to Australia for a 3-week holiday, leaving my boyfriend of 3 years at home. But I'm worried I'll love it and not want to come home. I've got a mortgage and a house. Or I'll come home and want to leave Scotland and move to Australia. Boyfriend does not want to do this. Help me, please. P.S. Love your podcast so much. Thanks, gal. That means the world. Thank you so much. Right. This is a pickle. This is a pickle. I am like your boyfriend, right? Like, I don't want to move country ever, ever, ever. It's just not on my radar. It's not something I would even consider, if I'm being completely honest. Like, actually, one of the first things I said to Pav, my boyfriend, when I first started seeing him, on the second date, I said to him, do you have any plans of moving away? And he was like, he didn't say no, but he didn't say yeah. He was just kind of like, well, I'd like be open to it. Like, with his job, there's better opportunities elsewhere. And I was like, I'm just going to set this straight just now. Like, I personally will never do that. So I'm just letting you know that, so that you don't think you are getting into this with the hope of us moving away. Because, babes, I ain't leaving. I'm Glasgow till I die, right? So I get that. Like, some people are just set on staying where they are, and that is fine. But on the flip side of that, it is also so fine and so fair and so normal for your other half not to feel the same. Like, some people have an itch they just need to scratch. Like, they have always dreamed of moving away or exploring or traveling, and I don't think anyone should hold you back from that. This particular instance, I think, you've not been yet, right? So let's not worry about something that's not happened yet. Like, you might go and love it so much, but be like, I'm ready to go home. Like, that was a fun holiday. Don't plan on living here. But obviously there is a chance you could go and be like, oh, I don't want to go back to Glasgow, never again. I am here for the kangaroos and the shrimps and the Barbie and the surfer life. That is also a huge chance. You obviously won't know till you're there. But I think, if you do go and you're like, I need to move to Australia, this is it, you obviously come home, you have that conversation with your boyfriend, and if he is still set on living in Glasgow forever and you're set on living in Australia forever, I think you need to actually follow that dream. And if it's meant to be with your relationship, it will be. I'm honestly such a strong believer in that. And I know that's maybe like a stupid thing to believe in, and some people would be like, that's just ridiculous. But I do believe if it's meant to be, it will be. Like, you might have the most rockiest journey. You might split up for like 5 years and then come back together, or 20 years and come back together. honestly, who knows? Anything at this day and age is possible. So I think if you genuinely have, and that applies to like anything, I do believe if you've got like a burning desire inside of you to do something, you have to go do it. Because as much as, you know, you love your boyfriend so much and like you've built this life together, and I mean, it'd be pretty traumatizing for him. I'm just saying that it would be hard, obviously. But at the end of the day, like, sometimes you need to be, I hate using the word selfish, because I don't actually think it is like really selfish to follow your dreams. Like, you're here to live your life. And if this is something that you really want to do, I think you need to try it out and trust it's what's meant to be will be. But I mean, it is tricky. Obviously, having a mortgage and stuff, that just is a whole nother layer of difficulty. But at the moment, I wouldn't worry about something that's not happened. But if you do go and you think, I need to do this, I think you owe it to yourself to do it. And just trust the process of what happens next. Oh, wow, we had like a textbook here. I love this. I love a big, long message. So let's read this one. Hey, Megano, love your content and I'm a huge fan. Oh, thank you so much. I always find myself being, oh, yep, nodding away when I'm listening to Roller Coaster and I'm just like, preach it. Oh, stop. That's so cute. That's so funny. You know, it's so funny when I'm sitting here recording it because I'm just literally myself in my living room and like I don't ever see anybody's faces or anybody's names of like who's listening. So it's always funny to like actually visualize that. Anyway, I think you've touched on this topic before, but my dilemma is that I keep finding myself in a struggle to balance both my friendships and relationship. I love my boyfriend and I have a great group of friends, but I do hold my friends in a higher priority than my relationship. I'm only 21 and appreciate that friends are there through anything, and I love being around my friends and get FOMO when they do something when I'm not there. However, most of my friend group are single, so they have all the time to spend together, but I obviously have a relationship. I love my boyfriend so much and he's amazing, but I know myself, he isn't my priority. He isn't my main priority, but I am his. He has spoken to me about how he feels. Sorry, I have to move my phone. I was like looking at that. It was so weird. It was hurting my eyes. He has spoken to me about how he feels like he isn't my main priority in my life. And it broke my heart because he's amazing and I love him. So I wouldn't ever want him thinking that I don't appreciate him. So since that talk, I've been putting a lot more effort in and seeing him more, doing date nights, etc. But I seem to fall in and out of routine of doing it. I just don't know how to balance the both as well as work and family and just genuine time to myself. I'm left having a moment to myself and I am exhausted. Just any advice, I'd love to listen. Keep doing amazing and keep doing what you're doing. Oh, thank you so much. That is so, so kind. So this is honestly, it's a real issue. It really, really is. And it's something I have actually always struggled with. Like ever since I've been at a point in life where I've had a boyfriend or seen somebody or hanging around with friends, I've just always found it hard to juggle them all. And the thing is, like, say, for example, like me and Pav have had this conversation before where Pav's been like, can I book you in 3 Saturdays from now and we'll have a date night? And this actually does sound so bad to admit, but I'll be like, I can't really commit to that because plans might come up with my friends. And I understand saying that out loud. That sounds shite. That sounds really terrible. And if Pav said that to me, I would be genuinely really hurt. But the way that in the moment my brain is thinking of it is like, I don't see my friends every day of the week. Like Monday to Friday, everyone tends to be busy doing their own thing, including myself. Like you have work to do. You just have like errands to run. Like, you know, it's kind of rare that you hang out with your friends like through the week and then you see your boyfriend at the weekend. It seems to be more the norm where you see your boyfriend during the week, like after work, at the end of the night, watch some TV, have a sleepover, and then you typically see your friend at the weekend. So when, if Pav was to say to me in 3 weeks time, can I book you and have book me? That's so bad. That just shows you what my schedule's like. People are actually using the word book as if I'm an online service. But if he says to me, can I book in 3 weeks? I'm like, shit, what if that Saturday in 3 weeks is the one day that the girls have actually planned something and then I miss it, and then I look like the friend who doesn't go anywhere because she's in a new relationship. Like, my brain just does like overtime because I'm like, well, I could see you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday that week, but I just might not be able to see you the Saturday. But then it sounds bad because it's like Saturday is, I suppose, the most fun free day for everybody. So it's like, what is he not fun enough to spend that with? Like, am I reserving it for better plans? It does sound really bad when you say it out loud. And as well, a thing that I am, just to make matters more hard, obviously I now live myself, so I need to make a conscious effort to go and visit my family as well. And again, that's hard because I no longer just live with them. I no longer can just walk down the stairs and spend some time with them if I want. I need to then schedule in time for that. So honestly, I hear you. It actually genuinely is hard work balancing everyone. I would say what I've personally been doing anyway is I now just do say, right, look, I accept that sometimes I will have to miss plans with my friends in order to see my boyfriend, because your boyfriend is like a wee plant, right? It needs looked after, it needs watering, it needs care and attention for it to keep growing. Because trust me, the moment, not the moment because it's not really like an instant effect, but trust me, if you leave this plant, if anybody in the relationships starts to stop watering the plant and giving it time, giving it attention, the plant is going to start to die. And when the plant's dead, there's no bringing it back. That was a really good way to put it. I'm just staring at this big bunch of flowers I bought. Bought this bunch of flowers yesterday because I had to do an ad, right? And I was like, this ad would be cute if I was buying myself flowers. So I went into the florist and I was like, can I have this bunch of flowers? It came to £42. I was like, £42. I'd normally spend £8 in supermarket flowers. I was like, oh fuck, that is steep. And they looked really, really nice when they were all wrapped up in the brown paper, but now that they're in a vase, they look terrible. I'm not gonna lie, they look really shit, and I'm really sad I spent £42 on that. Anywho, yeah, great metaphor there with the plant. Like, at the time, it's really easy to be like, oh, my boyfriend's always going to be there. Like, we're literally in love. Like, we've got the rest of our lives to spend together. But it doesn't actually work like that. Like, you do need to work hard to try and have everyone as top priority. Which is a pretty much impossible task. But you do need to make a conscious effort to do that. That is, like, really ironic advice. However, what I have been doing is just accepting that sometimes I can't make the plans that my friends make. And it's a shame because you don't see your friends as frequently as you do your boyfriend. So you feel worse when you can't attend plans with your friends. However, that is genuinely just life. And with your boyfriend, like, it is so important to, as you say, do date nights and do like fun activities together instead of just seeing them when you've got a free minute, because that is not keeping the spark alive. That is not like going out and making like valuable memories together. Like, sitting in cozy watching TV is so nice to do with your boyfriend. It's actually one of my favorite things to do. I find it really comforting, really relaxing. It's really my time where I switch off. But you're not going to look back at your life when you've been married for 60 years and be like, oh, remember that night we watched that crime documentary? Like, you need to prioritise making memories and having fun with your boyfriend the same way you do your friends. And that's definitely something I am actively trying to do. And trust me, when you're in the swing of it, of like accepting, sometimes you say no to your friends or sometimes you say no to your boyfriend. When you're in the swing of like, okay, I feel like I am giving everyone a good portion of my time, you will feel much better for it and you won't really feel like you're stuck in that pickle. But it's a very normal position to be in. As you said, you are 21 as well. That's when it's especially hard, is like you're old enough to be in a serious relationship, but you're still young enough to be seeing your friends all the time is definitely a difficult time of life where you have to sort things out. But you will manage and know that you're certainly not alone. But as long as you handle it with care and you try your best, that's all you can do. I hope that was good advice. I love the plant reference.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh no, I've not read, I don't read these until I'm recording it, so you're getting like, you know, the real advice. I'm not thinking about it, it's very on the spot, but I've just seen like one word in this and it's scaring me. Anyway, hey, bit of a long one. So basically, I've not long moved in with my boyfriend. Everything was going okay, apart from trying to teach him housework because his mum and dad didn't. So a few weeks ago, I got the dreaded text, "Are you still with this guy?" and a screenshot of his Bumble profile. Oh no. Oh, at this point, I'm working, I'm fuming, I'm crying, I have no idea what's going on. So the next day, when he gets in from work, I ask him for his phone and check his app store. He had deleted the app 3 days previously. When I spoke to him about it, he said he's never met up with anyone or cheated on me. He just used it to talk to people. Basically the same thing, in brackets, she wrote. So when I asked why he keeps saying he doesn't know, etc. Now it has been the root of all bickers and he's telling me I need to put it in the past. I'm just scared if he's done it once and I stay with him, will he think it's okay to do it again? At this point, I'm unsure on what to do. We've just moved. So that is cut off. Oh, that's a shame. It's cut off for the rest of the message. But I'm assuming, I'm just making up here, but I'm assuming she said we've just moved in together. Like, what do you do? So, my honest first answer is move out and dump him. Oh, I know it's not quite as easy as that if you've moved in with someone. Like, it is a huge, huge life step to move in with someone. It's so much hassle, it's so much effort, it's emotionally exhausting to move anywhere. And I can imagine doing that with someone, it feels like the biggest step. It probably feels like a really lovely step as well, like thinking, wow, our relationship has progressed so much so that we even live together. Like, you're probably on quite a high from just moving in together, and up until now your only issue was housework, which in the grand scheme of things is really good. But if, oh my God, if your boyfriend, I'm just putting myself in a position, if my boyfriend was on Bumble, I mean, maybe he was just talking to people, but how are you to know that? Like, you didn't know he was even on Bumble talking to people, so there's a huge chance he could have done more things that you're just currently unaware of. I would not be giving anyone the time of day who is being my boyfriend and living under the same roof as me whilst having a dating app active on their phone. That is just a huge, huge no. Like, I personally as well wouldn't be able to go over that. And like you've said yourself, like, it's the root of all bickers. And that, of course it is, because it's so sad. It's a really horrible thing to know and be aware of. It's a really difficult thing to go over. I personally would never go over that. Like, everyone's different and some people are more forgetful and more forgiving, but I personally would not be able to get over that. And I feel like the longer it would go on, it would just continue coming up as an issue. And like you said, like if you do stay with him and you do continue to live with him, yeah, there's a huge chance that his brain will tell him, look, you've done it once, you could do it again. Like, you've done it. This is the outcome. She's still with you. We still live together. Why don't we just try re-downloading it and see how we got on? That is definitely how I view the situation. And I know you've just moved in together, and I literally know how much it takes to move house, to move your living space. It's a huge thing. It's exhausting. It's not enjoyable moving. I personally don't think it's enjoyable. But I think the best thing to do now is to move again, which I know seems heartbreaking and like such a ball ache, but it's short term like discomfort and uneasiness for long term happiness. I do believe if you stay with this boy, and what if history repeats itself, he does it again, you're just sort of prolonging the sadness. Like, I personally think deal with it now, and in a few months' time, you'll be much better because of it. You don't have these doubts with him. You don't feel like you want to check his phone again. You aren't dreading the next time somebody texts you the same question. I personally think that's what I would do. That is a huge red flag to me. And as I said, like, he's telling you he's just spoke to people, which is enough, more than enough. Having a dating profile is... What the fuck? You have a girlfriend. But the scary thing is you actually don't know how far it's gone. And that's what I wouldn't trust. I think he's broke your trust. And what is a relationship without trust? But I really hope you're okay. I know that that's a really huge thing to go through. Surround yourself with friends. Surround yourself with family. And just know that you genuinely can get through anything. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I promise you'll look back on this one day and be like, whew, glad I got out of that, if that's what you choose to do. Okay, our next dilemma is of something of a similar caliber. Is that the word? Oh, man, honestly. My dilemma is that I recently just found out that my boyfriend of 4.5 years has been subscribed to to OnlyFans and other sites whilst we've been together. I don't know whether to trust he won't do it again and things will get better or finish it. Oh, God, 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 God and Govan. That's like my worst nightmare, is like the OnlyFans thing. Look, it's a really weird topic, that whole adult site stuff, right? Like, it's so hard to talk about it. So I am aware that it's really normal for men or even girls. I don't know. I've not really asked any girls and I've not asked guys either. But obviously from going to school and like growing up, like, you know that maybe guys go and do their thing online, right? Who knows? I don't really want to know. Please spare me the details. So I think that is quite normal. But for me, if you are literally paying money to be on these sites or be on OnlyFans, and the thing about OnlyFans for me is, like, you're actually paying to see a specific person in an explicit content. Like, you have seen this girl, wherever it is you've came across her, like, maybe it's been Instagram, TikTok, or on OnlyFans, I'm not sure, but you've seen this girl and you've liked the look of her so much so that you're actually going to pay money to see her explicit content. Look, that's all fine and dandy if you're single. I mean, everyone has their own boundaries. I personally wouldn't like, if I knew my boyfriend had ever done that, even before we were together. That might sound really too much and possessive, but I just don't like the thought of someone paying money for a service like that, personally. I just don't really like the feeling that gives me. I mean, it's an industry, and I respect all the women who work in it and all the guys who work in it. I'm not bashing it as an industry at all. But for me personally, I just would rather my boyfriend didn't do that and never had done it. But to be in a relationship doing that is... I really don't know. I think it is... You may as well go and cheat on me. You honestly may as well go and cheat on me is how I view it. I don't know. It's such a tricky one because obviously everybody knows there is sites that you do not need to pay for. You do not need to subscribe for that I imagine offer the same visuals, shall we say. So why do you feel the need to pay for it? But then that might sound a bit contradictory because what, you're fine with them going and looking at these things for free, but you're not fine with them paying for it when they're seeing ultimately the same thing. So that is, look, that is a whole nother can of worms, and that is a very valid point to have as well. But I think actually this must really get you going if you're actually paying for it, is what I think. Oh, I really don't know. It's such a mind-boggling one. And obviously it isn't actually cheating. Like, they're not... Well, I don't know. I think you can talk to people on OnlyFans. All of my information comes from Olivia Atwood's documentaries. They're so good. So, so good. I think you can speak to people on OnlyFans, but I don't think because you subscribe to someone means that you do speak to them. I think it just means you get to see their content because you pay for it a month. I just think if you're actually going out your way to pay for this service, to me, that's like, that is, it just feels much worse than if it was something that's free online that maybe a lot of boys do look at. Oh, I don't know. Oh my God, I feel like I really don't have an answer for this. It goes back to everybody has their own boundaries, right? I personally, if I found out that my boyfriend was subscribing to girls on OnlyFans, it's an instant dump. I don't even want to hear what you have to say about it. I don't want to hear your apology. I don't want you to delete it. I just don't want to be with you personally because I think it is such a violation to me and like my body and my self-respect and self-confidence. I just personally would never go over that, but it actually is not cheating. So he hasn't cheated on you, hasn't technically been disloyal. So if you feel like you could move on from it, then I'd say give it a go. Like, look, if you've been with him for 4.5 years, what's another few months? Like, maybe try it for another few months. If you trust that he's really sorry and he's deleted it and you've had a conversation about it, if you trust that you don't need to worry about that anymore, what is another few months of seeing how you get on? If in a few months you find that you feel really self-conscious and you don't trust him as much and you just are still thinking about it regularly, then at least you can say you've tried and look, that's his fault for being such a dafty. That's my advice on it. But personally, I'd be like, I'm out of here. Do I go on holiday with my ex-boyfriend? We have just split up recently. Holiday is in 5 days.
Eyes emoji.
Tempted to go because I don't want to miss out on a holiday, but also could potentially be an awful week. Right. I mean, who wants to miss out on a holiday? I bet you've been saving up, paying for this. You might have holiday clothes already. You're in holiday mode activated in the brain. My advice is, how did you break up? Like, you're saying it could potentially be an awful week. Yeah, obviously going on holiday with your ex is weird, right? It's not the norm. And I don't expect it to be the best week of your life because he is literally your ex. I would say as long as the relationship didn't end for like really worrying toxic reasons, then what have you got to lose, right? You're literally exes already. You've already broken up. You could go on this holiday and it could be so amazing. It might bring the spark back. You might think, do you know what? We could probably give this another go. Or B, it could solidify that you need to stay broken up. I would say if you're considering going on a holiday, I'm sensing that the breakup wasn't like a really bad breakup and like you think there's still a chance that you could go and could enjoy the holiday, whether it's as exes, as lovers, as friends or foes, whatever it might be, I'm definitely sensing that you think there's potential you could go and have fun or you wouldn't be considering going. So as long as the relationship didn't end for anything concerning, I'd say fuck it, go. Like genuinely, what have you got to lose apart from the money you'd lose if you didn't go on it? I'd say go. I'd say why not, right? It's worth one last shot. And if you're bickering and if you're like, fucking hell, this boy is staying my ex, at least you're in the sun, getting a tan, drinking cocktails, eating ice cream. I know where I'd rather go through a breakup. Me and my boyfriend are going through a real big rough patch. We've become too comfortable in the relationship and they're bored, but still love each other so much. I'm now going travelling for a month and it's the worst time ever. How do I handle this situation? Literally need your help. Oh, look. Oh. It is, do you know, it's so weird because I have literally been there, like, oh, and it is the worst feeling in the world, it truly is. And it's so confusing because, like, you do have all this love for somebody and you still care about them so much and, like, you don't want to break up. But I kind of touched on this in my episode last week. It's like, you don't want to break up. Like, the thought of that is terrifying, it's heartbreaking, but you also can't seem to fix the relationship and you can't seem to like bring that spark back and like bring the enjoyment back. It's a horrible like limbo period to be in. I actually think that like, you've said the traveling has come at the worst timing ever. I actually think it's a blessing that you're going traveling. I think it's came at the right time because I think if you go traveling, it will give you clarity on how you actually feel. Like you might go away and like miss him so much and be like, do you know what? This is like all the motivation I need to get home and literally put my 100% into this relationship. And like, you know, they do say distance makes the heart grow fonder. So you might find when you're away, you're both texting each other, FaceTiming each other, phoning each other, like constant updates. And you might both be like, oh my God, this is what we've been missing. Like this, like want and like need to speak and to communicate. Like this is actually put it into perspective that we do love each other so much and we need to make this work. Or you could go traveling and be having the time of your life and like not really think about them. And that sounds like so horrible and it's not with horrible intent, but it might just not be on your mind and you might be like, oh, maybe we aren't supposed to be together. Like you're doing so well, like traveling, you're having the time of your life, you're being so independent and you don't have this like need inside of you to check in every 2 seconds, to update them, to FaceTime them. And it might just be like, okay, maybe we aren't supposed to be together. And oh, it's so hard. Like it is really, really hard to go through a breakup with someone who you do have lots of love for and you do care about so much and you do want the best for. It's a really confusing breakup to go through, but sometimes it is necessary. And I do genuinely believe that this traveling has came at the right time. I think you will get so much clarification in your head. I think it's the space that you probably need right now, and I do think it will reveal everything. I really do. And that is my advice. It's go traveling, enjoy it so much because you might never go traveling again. Like soak up every last minute. Don't let this current situation take over that. Actually see it as a really positive thing and see it as like, okay, actually by the time I'm done traveling, I'll have gained all this life experience. I'll have had the most amazing memories ever and I'll actually have an answer to this. That's how I would view it. Have a wonderful time traveling, be safe and have fun. Okie dokie, we're going to finish up on one last dilemma. This is a slightly longer one again, which I love. So I will read this now. It's so much pressure reading it in case I like stutter over my words or whatever. Okay. As someone who's listened to your podcast from the very start, something I can completely relate to is the fear of change and the anxiety it brings. Last week's one, sorry, I slipped up. Last week's one did really help me to open my eyes and just accept that change is a part of life and it's about learning how to deal with it rather than fear it. However, with summer ending, uni starting back, and one of my close friends moving away for a year, a lot of change is about to happen and it's filling me up with anxiety. I can feel my mood generally dropping already at the thought of these things, as I don't particularly enjoy uni and the social anxiety relating to being in uni is so real. I know I just need to see it through to the end, as dropping out doesn't really help this situation. I'm so happy for my friend who's moving away, but spending a year without her is daunting, as we're so close and we help each other to de-stress, offload their problems by doing fun activities, etc. Something we now can't do as she's moving. In a nutshell, how is best to face this change slash deal with these issues? I'm the type of person who is normally really motivated and enjoys being busy, but the thought of keeping myself busy as a distraction to this change actually makes me feel worse. I would normally never even post a dilemma for someone else to see, but as someone who has such a positive, oh my God, outlook on life, I feel like your take on this would be really beneficial and potentially help to change my mindset. Love your podcast and YouTube so much. Oh my God, I'm actually tearing up. That is so nice. Oh my God, that is so, so sweet. Oh my God, what the hell? That is like some of the nicest words ever. Oh, right. Honestly, I feel like I could have wrote this, although I don't go to uni. So I know it in fact was not me, but this is literally how I feel about anything in life changing. It really truly is. And at the end, like where you've said you have such a positive outlook on life, my help could be beneficial. I do generally have a positive outlook on life, but not all the time. So how you're feeling right now, trust me, I feel like that anytime something changes, I really do. So this is like a really normal, natural response to have. So don't be like beating yourself up about it. Don't be freaking out that you're just bad at handling these things. I would definitely say that this is a really normal, natural response for your brain to have when big significant things are changing. Like going back to uni after summer, obviously it's something I've personally never done, but I can imagine like summer is so long, like you get to have your own routine and live life quite freely, and then going back to uni, it's just a huge shift in your day-to-day life, which I can so appreciate, and without having been there myself, I can imagine it takes getting used to, and it is just adapting again, which must be quite hard, like 1 minute you're on, 1 minute you're off. Like I can so appreciate how that's difficult. And the thing I can relate to the absolute most is your friend moving away. I literally touched on this last week in last week's episode when I said about Molly moving away. I really, really found that hard. It was just absolutely devastating for me. And like you said, like you are a busy person and you like doing things, but the thought of doing things purposefully to distract yourself from that situation isn't making you feel good. And trust me, I have been there too. Like when Molly was first moving, I never used to be as close to some of the other like influencer girls that I'm now like best friends with. So at the time when she was moving, my family or my management and stuff were saying like, Megan, there's literally so many other of the girls do influence in Glasgow. Like make plans with them and get to know them. Like you'll be absolutely fine. Like, of course you're going to miss Molly. She's one of your best friends. It is very sad. We appreciate that. But like life isn't crumbling the way you think it is. Like you can continue to do this and you'll meet other people through it, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, in my head, like, but I don't want to do that right now. Like, I want things to be the same as they've always been. But naturally, life changes. You know, things change every single day. Plans change, people change, circumstances change. So instead of just being upset and moping about how things have changed, you do have to try and adapt and evolve with the change. And hopefully I can install you with some faith and some hope that Molly moving away was very sad. I hated it so much. And I'm obviously glad she's back home now. And your friend is just going for a year as well. So at least, you know, she's not going for life. That's like similar to what me and Molly done. But whilst Molly was away, I did reach out to other girls who do influencing. And I'm talking about this because obviously my and Molly's friendship began being based on being influencers and grew from there. And I feel like your situation's the same. Like maybe you both go to uni and that's how you de-stress together and how you tackle uni life together. So whilst Molly was away, I did reach out to other girls who are influencers, who are with Aquarius or whatever. And as a result, I now have several new close or best friends because of it. So as much as at the time I hated it, I was so anxious, I was devastated, I couldn't stop crying about it, I was freaking out. Now I can look back on it and being like, actually a lot of positives came from that for me. Like I have become so close to some of the other girls and now Molly's back and now we can all be like a big group together and it just works so well. So trust me when I say change is so scary and it's so terrifying and it always comes when you don't want it to, but honestly there's so many positives to come from change. And what you might find whilst your friend is away is that you might feel like you've become more independent in a sense where, oh, actually I can do this myself. Like yeah, you'd love to still do it with your best friend, of course there's no negatives as to doing it with your best friend, but you might find while she's away, actually, I'm more independent than I thought I was. Like, I actually can tackle this alone. And honestly, just push yourself out your comfort zone when uni starts back. Like, just start chatting to new people at uni, trying to make new friends, make new plans, maybe do things you wouldn't normally do, because you'll be shocked at how quickly you can adapt and how quickly you can start to enjoy things you didn't even realise you would enjoy before. I honestly can promise you that this is just really overwhelming. Like, a lot is changing at once. And it always seems to be like that. You know, it can never be just a nice, easy, gradual transition. It feels like everything just crashes on you at once. And I think that is definitely what's happening right now and is why you're feeling the way you're feeling. But trust the process. Give it a couple of months. Push yourself out your comfort zone a wee bit and I actually can guarantee you'll be feeling so much better and you'll probably be shocked. You'll probably be shocked at how well you're doing. And before you know it, like time literally moves so, so fast. Before you know it, your friend will be home and it'll be even better than ever. I actually can promise you that. You'll be okay. And you can always check in weekly over here at Roller Coasting. I'm not going anywhere. Okie dokie, roller coaster riders. That is the dilemmas episode done. I feel like I got through a good amount there. Thank you so much, as always, for sending in your dilemmas, for trusting me with them. I really appreciate it. If I didn't get around to yours, I'm sorry. We've nearly been going for an hour here now, so I don't want to bore anyone. Don't want to make the episodes too long, but we will do dilemmas frequently. I'm thinking like dilemmas like every 3 or 4 weeks. What do we think? Let me know. I'll put up a wee poll and you can vote in it. Let me know if you'd like dilemmas that often or if that's too much. It's your podcast just as much as it's mine's, my roller coaster riders. But thank you so much as always for listening, for sending in, for supporting, for being here. I love you all so much. I hope you have a fantastic week and I will speak to you again next week. I love you, and anything you're going through right now, just know you will get through the other side and you'll be stronger because of it. Okay, I love you so much. Bye.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.